Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm your host Elise, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on August 8th. Night games have been a staple of Major League Baseball since the first one took place in Cincinnati in 1935. Over the next 13 seasons, the rest of the Major League parks followed suit, with one exception, Wrigley Field, which by 1988 was the second oldest ballpark in use after Boston's Fenway Park. For 74 seasons, the Cubs played only day games at home. Finally, on this day in 1988, the Cubs played the Philadelphia Phillies in the park's first night game. Surprising fact? 91-year-old Cubs fan Harry Grossman was chosen to turn on the lights. After counting to three, he flipped the switch and announced, "Let there be light." Also on this day in history, in 1945, President Truman signed the United Nations Charter. In 1974, President Nixon resigned from office. And in 2009, Sonia Sotomayor was sworn in as the nation's first Hispanic Supreme Court judge. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.